Unconditional love starts when I practice it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Unconditional love starts when I practice it. Who knows what unconditional love is? Unconditional love is an indefinable experience, indefinable thing. When a person has infinite delight in something, they can't tell you why and how. If a girl has been all of her life wanting to be married, and she had possibilities, but nothing ever happened. And then finally, Mr. Wright comes along and asks her the question, and she says, yes! And she is in heaven. She is in pure delight. She's in bliss, because what she wanted all of her life is now fulfilled, and it's on the way. And she sees the first glimmer of it being fulfilled. Now, is that unconditional love? No. Is that the feeling of unconditional love starts when I practice it? Is she practicing unconditional love? No, she's practicing conditional love. And when does unconditional love start in a relationship? When you don't get married. No, when you have no ties. You have no possession between the two of you. And you're just friends. And you say, I'm going to ask my girlfriend over this afternoon. We're going to go do this. And your girlfriend says, sorry, can't come. Okay. We don't say, why can't you come? You know, we say, okay. You wouldn't say, I can't come if you could come, because you are so interested in being with me whenever you can, that I know that. Now, that's unconditional love at a level, you see, and it's beautiful. Because you are not possessive, not manipulating, not controlling somebody. And then if this were honest, it would be unconditional love too. The neighbor says to the wife, say, I'd like to have you over for dinner tonight. And the wife says, sure, we'd love to come. And then she calls her husband at the office. She says, they invite us for dinner tonight over at the neighbor. And I said we'd come. Oh, I wish you'd asked me first. I'm delayed at the office tonight. We have a big final thing that we have to get out and get it in the mail tonight before tomorrow morning, or else we lose our deadline and all that sort of stuff. And sweetheart, I just can't be there. You'll have to go alone. But you have to be here. You have to. You see, that's possession. If the husband would just say, oh, I can't be there. I have to work tonight. Okay, no problem. I'll call and tell him another time. See how simple that is when you have unconditional love. But when you have possession, whatever I have started, whatever I have decided, whatever I have chosen to do, we must all do it, you know. And it might not be harmonious. And could you go to the neighbor and right away and say, hey, Helen, we can't come tonight. My husband's got to work late. Can I take a rain check on it? Can I take a rain check on it? I want to come back. You know, I want to do it. Can I take a rain? Oh, sure, no problem, no problem. See, that's unconditional love too. No possession, and no thinking, my God, I already told my husband, I already called the caterer, and done all these things. Well, cancel it. Yeah, cancel it. Because if you call your husband immediately and find out whether he's free, you should have really called before you said yes, but if you call him immediately and find out if he's free, then, you know, at least you have a chance to say no. And that's good. But you see, unconditional love comes when we don't possess things. And, you know, I think this is a very interesting, sort of ugly thing. I don't want you here without your husband. You know, I expect your husband to be along with you, you know. I'll bring the neighbor man along. No, I expect your husband to be with you. Hey, my company, my sharing, my being with you is not enough. Well, we had sort of planned on your husband. You know, your husband's a live wire. You know, your husband's a sparkly one. You are sort of a wallflower, you know. And, no, really, you know, some women are wallflowers.
Oh, yes.
They just don't enter into the conversation at all. They're like Ingeborg here. Just a pure wallflower. you know, and they enter in when they get their dander up, but otherwise they sit back and say, you never get me involved in your talk, you know. But we involve her all the time in our talk, and we involve everyone in our talk, but everyone doesn't have to participate. See, that's unconditional love. If you have to participate, then it's not unconditional love. So we should all really understand these things in all areas of our life. Unconditional love, when you practice it. Now, are you getting a few little glimpses of what might be included in unconditional love? It's not the total package. Unconditional love is the mother with her $30 million and her son, you know, completely forgetting the nonsense that her son had been doing and absolutely feeling he was just wonderful and fantastic. Absolutely feeling he was just magnificent, just outrageously wonderful, you see? And that's pure unconditional love. Because there's no judgment, there's no nothing, there's no anything, there's just love. And that extended to her husband, extended to their life, extended to everything that they were doing. But, you see, how do we practice it? Well, when you make plans, do you think everyone should join you? When I say, hey, I'm going to have a pizza, anybody want to come along? No, got other things to do. Okay, no, no problem. Yeah, got the whole pizza for myself, you know. And so, but if I said, oh, can't you come? It's no fun without anybody along, you know. It's no fun, you know, like the neighbor who doesn't only want the wife, they want the husband too. So, you see, unconditional love, it makes no differences on any of these things. What difference does it make if we serve a meal for three or we serve a meal for four? What difference does it make if we have the wife and husband, or maybe the woman and her boyfriend, or the boyfriend, the boy and his girlfriend, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, what difference would it make? And what difference would it make if she says, I can't come. No reason. I can't come. Hey, sweetheart, no problem. I'll tell them that I'll be there alone, or I'll tell them to cancel, you know. But don't you want to know why I can't come? No, that's your business. No, I don't need to know why you can't come, because that's, it affects me insofar as you're not being here, but it doesn't bother me. You see? It doesn't bother me at all. Because, hey, you're your own person. If I told you I couldn't come sometime, would you want a big, long explanation of why I couldn't make it, you know? If you do, then, hey, maybe we're not really right for each other. Maybe we're a mixed bag, you know, and we'd be unhappy with each other. And you see, people don't stop and think those things. They don't stop and think, what makes up a good relationship? A good relationship is made up between two people or more who absolutely allow the other person to be themselves 100% under all circumstances. And if the other person wants to do things and you don't want to do it, fine. If you want to do things and they want to do things, fine, you know. If they don't want to do it, fine too. But you see, it's just that unconditional love, it's such a powerful, it's such a beautiful thing, and it's something we all want to learn how to utilize in our life more frequently. I was preparing a baptismal certificate for one of our students, and she's a nice lady. She's been on the phone constantly, she's been listening to us on the email constantly, and she's been doing all these wonderful things, and she really is into the manner in which we present ourselves. And so, in 2003, I gave certificates of baptism out to our children here on campus, Ellen, Sylvia, and Ingeborg, you know, and whoever else was here at that time. And I said this in the certificate of baptism. Certificate of baptism, this certifies that, and this lady's name, her name is Vathamal Thangarthanam Kashthuri Bai D.O. Solomon David Dori Raja S.O. Manikman Pilea. Now that's a mouthful for a name. And it says, is baptized into wholeness and perfection, unconditional love, purity, and divinity, arising from her awareness of her inner God self and outwardly expressing her mastership now. Received in spiritual baptism on the first day of May in the year 2005, Reverend Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, pastor, Church of God Unlimited, Campo, California, USA. Now, that's quite a nice little baptism certificate. Most of the time, they get kind of flaky and way out in areas that tell about the parents or tell about the spiritual things that they're doing. And this, my goodness, this puts the spiritual point more perfectly at home than anything else it could ever do. It really spells it out nicely. And this is a baptism you want to hang on your wall because it says who you are and beautiful things about you. We live in a fantastic world doing great things, and unconditional love starts when I practice it. Are you ready to practice unconditional love? And you all say, yes, 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 yes. Are you ready to not judge another person? Are you ready not to expect other people to do everything you want them to do just because you say it? Now, you can have it, you can have them do that if you wish, but that means you see it done. But you do not see them commanded to do it. When you see it done, then everything is in order. What's the matter, Ellen? The smell?
No, it's some hair, dog hair.
Oh, I see. You see, when my congregation here, my staff, my audience are making strange gestures in front of their face, I think, my goodness, what's going on here, you know? And Ellen says she's been petting Rex and a little bit of his hair came off on her hand and she got it up her nose and it disturbed her for a moment. But it didn't bother Rex at all.
No.
Rex was untouched by that, and Rex, in his usual way, is unconditionally loving.
That's true.
And we have a lot we can learn from our pets. Think about it. Unconditional love starts when I practice it. So have a lovely day with unconditional love, and have a lovely day with everything that is good and beautiful and true, which you are always. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.